Here in Texas, war has been declared on the killer bee. The Vector Control Unit has the task of removing nests and swarms. We join them on one of their search and destroy missions. Killer bees are special. For a start, they live right alongside people. You may have no idea they're in your own backyard until you get attacked. These bees had made their nest in a shed right next to the house, way too close for comfort. You can't have potential killers this near to home. Killer bees are the pit bull terriers of the insect world. They are far more easily provoked than other bees. Noise, vibrations, even the smell of perfume can trigger a frenzied attack. And when they do attack, they do so in force. Hundreds, even thousands of bees stinging you to death. One very unlucky person died after being stung 8,000 times. Look at the result of a single sting on one of our crew.
Seriously, what am I going to do?
Take more antihistamines, good.
Because I have taken two, really and truly I have.
When?
And it hasn't made any difference. It was an hour ago.
You took two then?
Yeah, and it hasn't made any difference.
You just woke up like this. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's going to take some time to go down once it's gone up.
The trouble is that's closing up as well.
Yeah.
And it's all tingling up there.
You're breathing okay?
Yeah.
Fine. Tongue's all right?
Bad news, killer bees.
Yeah,
I
know.
Well,
not just on your head as well. If you're going to be seen, it's.
Right, on to the next location.
But to really understand just why these bees are feared so much, I needed to experience an attack firsthand. The Vector Control Unit told us of a nest they were going to remove. But before they did, I had the chance to put the bees to the test. Would the noise from this weed whacker be enough to trigger an attack? Within seconds, I'm surrounded. The bees have just honed in on me like you wouldn't believe. They're all trying to find out who is responsible for this noise, this intrusion on their nest. If I wasn't wearing the suit, I would have been in serious trouble now. The air is full of bees. It's like I'm swimming in bees, crashing into my suit, trying to sting me. The noise and number of them is really quite frightening. Intensity of the attack that's most impressive is the sheer volume of venom that they're trying to inject into you. Once they sting you, they release a chemical messenger called a pheromone which attracts the others in. Any bee entering that pheromone cloud stops exactly what it's doing and turns into killer mode. These animals are dying as they sting me. They're laying down their lives in defense of the colony. They're making the ultimate sacrifice, which for me has got to make them the ultimate deadly defender. Right, let's go. And killer bees don't back off. They were still following, trying to sting us over half a mile after we'd left the nest. These are the kamikaze killers of the natural world.